wealth management, banking, and capital markets. Learn more at lifewellplan.com.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. WCVE news analyst and Richmond Times-Dispatch columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now for his Friday analysis of Virginia political news. Jeff, the General Assembly members will be back in Richmond next Wednesday for the so-called reconvened session to tidy up some of the loose ends from the regular session, with the major exception, of course, of the budget. All this in the midst of a suspended special session in which there seems to be still no progress on the budget.
Well put, tidying up legislation from the winter session of the General Assembly. There's not a lot of pressing business before the legislature on Wednesday, and arithmetically the Republicans have a veto-proof majority, 68 seats in the House of Delegates, but for Terry McAuliffe, that freshman Democratic governor, there's an insurance policy, and that's the key for this Democratic governor in his first legislative session. And that is a Democrat-controlled Senate. His opponents would have to muster 27 votes in the Senate to override a veto, and that is unlikely. Now, the governor has tweaked a number of bills. There have been some vetoes of some gun rights and public prayer bills. They are not at all threatened. But he did make some revisions to this ethics legislation, and that's likely to pass, or those are likely to pass with little difficulty. Remember, these are changes to Virginia's very porous ethics law and largely a reaction to Giftgate. But, you know, for the most part, they would not ban the behavior that got former Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife in trouble in the first place. Of course, they're readying for their corruption trial. And among some of these behaviors that are really not touched by these reforms, that would be monetary gifts to relatives.
That segues into what's going on leading up to the McDonnell trial. There have been all kinds of filings back and forth and court rulings and whatnot. Bring us up to date on that.
The United States District Court judge who is hearing this case, James Spencer, is consenting to hear arguments by the McDonnell defense. This would be on May 19th, a request for separate trials for the former governor and Maureen McDonnell. Now, Judge Spencer has agreed that some of the information on which this plea is based, personal information about the governor and Mrs. McDonnell, should be kept secret. But the defense wanted the hearings closed to the press and public. The judge is saying no to that, that it would be unfair to the government, which favors a combined, unified, single trial for the McDonald's. Of course, that would begin on July 28th. While this is going on, this to-ing and fro-ing over motions, the McDonald Defense Fund is shaking that tin cup again, and this time saying that the governor's going to need at least $1 million to pay for his lawyers for the trial.
The aborted U.S. 460 bypass and the stalemate over expanding Medicaid in Virginia, they're related in some way? How is that?
They are, and there will be a hearing on Wednesday when the legislature convenes the Appropriations Committee asking perhaps some uncomfortable questions. This is a Republican-controlled committee asking perhaps some uncomfortable questions about a Republican-orchestrated road project that has both parties really steamed. This new 460, this back door for trucks into the port of Hampton Roads, was announced in October 2012. You know, not a spade of soil has been turned, but the state has already spent about $250 million on this. Governor McAuliffe has suspended the project, and the conventional wisdom is that this road is unlikely ever to be built. But one of the biggest champions for this road, the biggest champion for this road in behalf of Governor McDonnell, was Sean Connaughton, the Secretary of Transportation. And, of course, he doesn't have a reputation for making friends in the legislature on transportation. And now he's the new president of the Hospital and Healthcare Association. Of course, they are big proponents of this health care fix that the Democrats and Governor McAuliffe have been pushing. So one wonders, is he going to have much luck making friends on health care, having burned a number of bridges behind himself on roads and rail? And, one other point. Mm-hmm. On this budget and health care impasse, there's really not a lot of movement. There's been a lot of theater, and some of it doesn't exactly go as planned. For example, Speaker Bill Howell and the Republicans held a conference call the other day, to say they were rock solid against a health care fix, at least one paid for with Medicaid. But in the course of all this, the Speaker acknowledged that at least procedurally it's okay that the Senate's private marketplace option can be folded into the budget. Now, that doesn't mean the House is going to vote on it, but Howell is seemingly in effect admitting that the House has no basis for its beef that it's wrong to somehow use the budget as an omnibus bill for whatever.
Yeah, I wonder. He said, I guess it is germane to the budget bill, but I still think it's bad policy. Is that a concession that it is germane, to use that arcane legislative language, maybe just a little bit of a breakthrough potentially?
Well, it certainly seems that way rhetorically, but Bill Howell and his gang of 68 apparently have no intention at this point of ever putting the matter to a vote. So germaneness, to use the term that legislators like to use, ultimately is determined by whether there's a vote.
All right. Fundraising in the Senate campaign. Mark Warner, as we reported, I think, last week, is off to a good start in raising funds for his reelection campaign to the U.S. Senate. His potential and, I guess, leading Republican opponent, Ed Gillespie, has filed his report now and apparently doing pretty well. And we should mention that Robert Sarvis, who ran for governor as a Libertarian the last time around, is running for the Senate, too. And there's some kind of also around running for the Republican nomination.
Yes, Ed Gillespie, the presumed Republican nominee, turned some heads with a big first quarter. He collected $2.2 million, a good deal of it from Virginians. Mark Warner collected $2.7 million for the period. He has over $7 million on hand. Now, there's a lot of speculation that Ed Gillespie, as the D.C. fixer and former chairman of the Republican National Committee, will raise a ton of money. I mean, he has contacts galore, and he helped start a powerful super PAC, American Crossroads. He has one of his own. But, unless Gillespie can make this race competitive, and unless he can do so in the next couple of months, all those rich friends really won't make a difference, because the money's just not going to come if Gillespie doesn't demonstrate that he's a comer. Now, remember, the Republicans want to take back the Senate, and a lot of that money that Ed Gillespie might like, could be better spent in approximately six states where Mitt Romney won in 2012, or there are open seats.
All right. Our time is gone. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us each Friday morning at this time to analyze the Virginia political news.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Kelly McEvers.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. For a second straight day,